92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's a tidal wave of problems ahead for Elon Musk and the Twitter social media platform. A lawsuit was filed against them in Tennessee by the National Music Publishers Association. They represent many of the music industry's biggest artists. And what it says is that Twitter is a giant dumpster of music copyright infringements, and millions of accounts are violating copyright law. They're requesting over $250 million in damages, and they intend to prove how users of Twitter and the Twitter platform have profited from copyright violation. Over 2,000 specific songs were identified in the lawsuit, but you know there's a whole lot more. I mean, think about this. 30 million tweets about music are published every day by people around the world. That's like 20,000 per minute. More people published messages about Taylor Swift's recent album Midnight than there were about the entire season of the NFL and the Super Bowl. Twitter has been given 2 weeks to remove all the copyrighted content on the site worldwide, and YouTube has also been aggressively monitoring for copyrighted content in videos being uploaded. They've been blocking them and telling the creator that they have to modify their video before it can be published.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.